أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is Imam Ali alayhi salam's course summary part 1. It is for Quran and Internet Online University. Imam Ali alayhi salam, addressing the virtues of Imam Ali, bringing about an important result, it motivates us to follow him. For anybody, its search for truth and perfection is appealed towards such high virtues. Mankind naturally prefers a person of exceptional morality and righteousness over one lacking these qualities. We see in Quran, Surah 10, Ayat 35, is he then who guides to the truth more worthy to be followed, or he who himself does not go aright unless he is guided? What then is the matter with you? How do you judge? But a question rises then. How could we get to know such a person when we lack such notions ourselves? Besides the fact that we have to endeavor, try hard to acquire such perfections in order to know him better, it is best to hear the description of such an excellent man from a source whom knows him most best and has an overwhelming knowledge about him, namely the divine text of the Quran. Following the same token, we can use the hadiths of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this regard, he is the only human who had a superior position to the Imam, and the one who knows his virtues best and possesses all of them. He himself has advised us to remember the virtues of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and even mentioning it as an act of worship to God. In Bihar al-Anwar, volume 36, page 170, remembering Ali is worship. Remembering Ali alayhi salam is an act of worship, since it makes one follow him and accept his authority. In this course, we quote some of the virtues of Imam Ali alayhi salam. We presented them in two categories. First, those quoted from the Quran and those from Hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the later category, we mostly refer to the Sunni references. What makes us wonder, after all, is that despite the huge number of such texts and reliable different references, many have neglected them. Oppressing Imam Ali alayhi salam and his progeny, acted in the most impolite and violent way against them, and even for years began their official sermon with cursing Imam Ali alayhi salam. In Surah 76, Ayat 8, and they give food out of love for him and to the poor and the orphan and the captive. Again, following the same Surah, Ayat 9, we only feed you for the sake, Allah's sake. We desire from you neither reward nor thanks. Once Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salam got ill in their childhood, and the whole family of Imam Ali alayhi salam followed the advice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam, vowed to fast for 3 days if Allah brings health back to the beloved grandsons of the Prophet. By the mercy of Allah, these beloved children recovered soon from their illness, and the whole family, including young Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salam, started to fast to fulfill their vows. To break the first day's fast, Imam Ali alayhi salam bought some barley and Hazrat Zahra salam alayha floured it and baked some bread. Just as they wanted to break their fast, a poor knocked on their door. O the progeny of Muhammad, I am a poor and needy Muslim. Give me some of that which you are eating and feed me. May God feed you from the foods of paradise. So Imam Ali alayhi salam gave him his share of the bread, and so did the whole family, and they broke their fast with just some water. The second night, Hadhrat Zahra salam alayha floured some of the remaining barley and baked some bread. Imam Ali alayhi salam prayed the Marga prayer with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and came back home afterwards. But again, by the time they wanted to break their fast, an orphan came by and knocked on their door. "Peace be upon you, O progeny of Muhammad. I am a Muslim orphan. My father was martyred during the fight of Uhud. Now I am hungry. Feed me. May God feed you from the heavenly foods." They all gave whatever they had to the orphan and broke their fast with just some water. For the third night, a similar story was repeated, and this time a captive came to their door, and they again gave all their food to him. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam became aware of this and saw his beloved family in such a situation, all suffering from hunger, he cried and prayed, "O my God, these are my family, in danger from hunger. O my Lord, bless them and forgive them. O God, save them and never forget them." Then the angel Jibril descended and said, "O Muhammad, God greets you and says, I have responded to your prayers. I appreciate and reward their deeds, and I am pleased with them." And thus Jibril revealed the gifts of God, which was the ayats of the Surah 76, which I had quoted earlier, and also brought down a meal of heavenly food for the Prophet's progeny. Ibn Abbas says, "This ayat was revealed about Ali ibn Abi Talib and Fatima, the daughter of the Prophet. This was from a famous Sunni commenter." In Surah 2, Baqarah, ayat 207, "And among men is he who sells himself to seek the pleasure of Allah, and Allah is affectionate to the servants." When the pagans of the Prophet time lost their hope in changing the belief and manner, they devised a plan to kill him. They decided to choose a number of men, each from a clan from Quraysh, and abruptly rush into the Prophet's house at night and kill him immediately. In this way, no particular person can be taken responsible for this murder. However, Jibril informed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about this evil act and told him to leave Mecca during the night and leave Imam Ali alayhi salam to rest in his place so that the polytheists will not notice his absence from his bed. The Prophet suggested this to Imam Ali alayhi salam, and he, despite the great danger, welcomed this suggestion. So he rested at the Prophet's place, and thus the polytheists thought that the Prophet is still at home. So they waited till the sunrise and then attacked the house. But just as they approached the bed, they recognized that Imam Ali alayhi salam was sleeping there. To honor this great act of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the above ayats was then revealed, and this night became widely known among the Muslims as the night of rest. About the above mentioned ayats, Al-Razi, the author of one of the most authoritative Sunni commentary of Quran. And the third narration is that it was revealed about Ali ibn Abi Talib when he rested in the bed of the Messenger of God, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he left to the cave. And it is narrated that when he slept in his bed, Jibril stood by his head and Mikail by his feet, and Jibril cried, "O blessed are those like you. Allah glorifies you in front of his angels." It is the ninth year after Hijrah, and the pagans are still doing their rituals around the Kaaba. Some of these rituals are extremely disgusting and are totally dishonoring to this holy place. They were rotating around the Kaaba, naked, clapping, and whistling. In Surah 8, Ayat 35, "And their prayer before the house is nothing but whistling and clapping of hands. Taste then the chastisement, for you disbelieved." Hence, in this year, a verse is revealed which gives them a 4-month ultimatum so that they could choose among leaving Mecca, converting to Islam, or preparing for a fight. Following are the beginning verses of Surah 9, which are revealed on this occasion. Note that this is the only chapter of the Quran which does not start with the mentioning of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. a declaration of immunity from Allah and His Messenger. To those of the pagans with whom ye have contracted mutual alliances, an announcement from Allah and His Messenger to the people on the day of the great pilgrimage, that Allah and His Messenger dissolved obligations with the pagans, not dissolved with those pagans with whom ye have entered into alliance, and who have not subsequently failed you in aught, nor aid any one against you. So fulfill your engagement with them to the end of their term, for Allah loves the righteous. But when the forbidden months are past, then fight and slay the pagans wherever ye may find them, and seize them, beleaguer them, and lie in wait for them, and every stratagem. For if they repent and establish regular prayer and practice regular charity, then open the way for them, for Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. If one among the pagans ask thee for asylum, grant it to him, so that he may hear the word of Allah, and then escort him to where he can be secure. That is because they are men without knowledge. After these ayats were revealed, the Prophet first sent Abu Bakr to read them to the pagans. But after some time, Jibril descended and brings an important message. Let us read the rest of the story as narrated by Sayuti from three different companions. Here we quoted the story as narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam himself. When 10 verses of the Burat were revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he called Abu Bakr to read it on the people of Mecca. But when he called me and reached Abu Bakr, and when you will meet him, get the writing from him. Then Abu Bakr returned and said, O the Messenger of God, is anything revealed about me? The Prophet replied, No, but Jibril had come to me and said, Nobody will communicate on your behalf but you or a man from you. In Surah 58, Ayah 12, O you who have believed, when you consult the Messenger, then offer something in charity before your consultation. That is better for you and pure. But if you do not find, then surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. Different people around the Prophet ﷺ wanted to have private discussions with him and ask him to answer their questions and to provide them with what they need. However, the hypocrites had a different intention in mind. They wanted to show themselves close to the Prophet and boast about it so that the simple-minded will consider them as a true Muslim. This caused a lot of hassle for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially given that the real needy and pious people would talk to the Prophet less often. A new command was revealed to solve this problem. Those who want to discuss a matter with the Prophet in private should pay a charity beforehand. Of course, the poor who could not afford this were exempted from paying the charity. This way, only those who really wanted and needed to talk to the Prophet would do so. Many of those whispering with the Prophet at every moment disappeared immediately. The remaining were either the poor who were exempted or those hypocrites disobeying and neglecting this commandment. But there was somebody else who did not belong to any of these categories, one who accepted this command and acted accordingly. Let's hear the story from him. There is a verse in Quran upon which no one has acted before me. Nobody will act either. I had 1 dinar and I changed it for 10 dirhams. Every time I wanted to talk with the Prophet in private, I'd pay 1 dirham to charity and repeated this 10 times. But then another command was revealed and changed the order. Hence nobody but me acted according to this ayat. The verse had changed the command is just the next verse in the same surah. Do you fear that you will not be able to give a charity before your consultation? So when you do not do it, and Allah has turned to you, they keep up prayer and pay the poor rate and obey Allah and His Messenger, and Allah is aware of what you do. In Surah 98, Ayat 7, those who have faith and do righteous deeds, they are the best creatures. Jabir ibn Abdullah, a good companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says, we were sitting around the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when the Prophet saw Imam Ali alaihi salam from far coming towards him. I swear by one who has my life in his hand, indeed this and his followers are surely prosperous in the resurrection day. The Prophet said, then the above ayah was revealed. From that time on, when the companions would see Imam Ali, they would say, here comes the best of creatures. Also in Sa'idi narrates a similar hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam as well as Ibn Abbas. According to the former hadith, the Prophet said to Imam, the best of creatures are you and your followers. And the appointment between me and you all is by the pond. When people come out from their graves, you are called as a group of shining foreheads. Muhammad ibn Hajjaj was among these deceived by the propaganda against the Imam Ali alayhi salam. One day he came to visit Anas ibn Malik, who served the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam at his house for some time. When Anas was sick, their people started to talk about Imam Ali, and Muhammad ibn Hajjaj expressed his opinion about Imam. Anas was blind and could not see who has said these words, so he asked, who is the one who does not recognize the virtues of Ali? Bring and seat him closer to me. Then he said, once when I was by the Prophet, brought a roasted bird for the Prophet. The Prophet asked, for whom did you prepare this food? I have prepared it for you. So the Prophet prayed, O God, bring to me the dearest to your and to me, so that he also eats with me from this bird. And then somebody knocked at the door, and the Prophet asked Anas to open the door. Anas, who was observing all these and was from Ansar, said quietly, I wish this person will be a person from Ansar. But when he opened the door, he saw that it was Imam Ali by the door. Since he did not want this person to be Imam Ali, he told him that the Prophet is busy and he cannot receive him right now. When he returned again, the door was knocking, and again it was Imam Ali by the door. The same story repeated three times. But the third time, the Prophet said, whoever is by the door, let him in. You are not the first who liked his own tribe. He is not from Ansar. Let him in. So Anas went to the door, and indeed it was Imam for the third time. He came in and ate from the bird, and thus he was the subject of the Prophet's prayer. Muhammad ibn Hajjaj said, were you yourself present and witnessed the story? Yes, indeed, I witnessed it myself, Anas answered. So Muhammad ibn Hajjaj swore that he would no longer disregard the virtues of Imam and tried to communicate his eminent position to those who do not know him. In the hadith, the word Shia is used for the followers of Imam Ali. Some historians believe that due to this occasion and others, a community of distinguished companions were named Shias of Ali. After that, the Prophet named them. After what the Prophet named them. This ends the first part of the course. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.